Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The harms of evil character. Evil character tarnishes one's iman. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, evil character tarnishes one's iman, just like how aloe spoils food. If Allah Ta'ala intends harm for someone, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, character is bestowed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala intends good for a person, He bestows him with noble character. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intends otherwise for a person, He bestows evil character to him, seeking refuge from bad character. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the following dua: Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wal-nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq. O Allah, I seek protection from you against difficulties, hypocrisy and evil character. Note the fact that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from it further emphasizes its harm. Who will be distanced from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyiduna Abu Thadaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dearest and nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who are best in character, and those whom I will detest the most will be very distanced away from me on that day, will be those of you who have evil character. Note, since Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also despises this person, he will not be allowed proximity to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to attain any benefit from him. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.